The following program is a presentation of the Fly Pod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
Listening to Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Sunman Dearborn Community Schools. Thank you for joining us today. I am your host, Gary Puckett. And today, my guest is Superintendent Dr. Andrew Jackson. Our show is sponsored by the North Dearborn Community Park Initiative. For more information or if you have questions, you can contact them via email ndcommunitypark@gmail.com. We have Sipsey Klein Realtors serving Dearborn County. If you are in need of professional real estate services as a buyer or a seller, reach out to Sipsey Klein at 513-367-1900. And we have Hag Ford Sales in Greendale. Visit their website, hagfordsales.com, and check out the vehicles they have to offer you, either on the lot or inside the showroom. Also on our team is Skyline Chili of St. Leon. Stop in and enjoy some Skyline Chili. Or maybe just call in a takeout order for pickup. That's Skyline in St. Leon, 812-576-3929. Our sponsors also include Civista Bank. You'll like the staff and services at your local Civista Bank location. Check out their mobile banking app and visit their website as well, civista.bank. And our show is also supported by Paul Ravenna Heating and Cooling. When you need HVAC services, just call Paul at 812-637-9600. Folks, our sponsors make this official school podcast possible, and I'm asking you to continue supporting them with your business. And when you have an opportunity to speak with them, let them know just how much you appreciate their support of this monthly Super Chat show for Sunman Dearborn Schools. Our podcast comes to you on our nationwide media network. We operate with a team of 35 individual show hosts around the country. We also have 80 syndication partners and 17 different media domain platforms. We furnish on-demand media programming for over 3,300 small communities across the nation. We offer the Super Chat show format for school districts anywhere in the country. However, this edition is produced solely for the benefit of the stakeholders of Sunman Dearborn Community Schools. Andrew, welcome back to another Super Chat.
Thank you, Gary. I'm excited to be with you this morning.
Well, it's always a pleasure having you on the show. We always have some interesting topics to cover. Well, right out of the gate, I wanted to ask you, you know, your building project continues on toward eventual completion, obviously. So can you provide our listeners an update report? And I'm kind of thinking maybe a focus on year three, as it were.
Yes. Yeah, so some of our dedicated listeners will remember that we've had this topic for several podcasts, just because we want to make sure everyone remembers what we're doing with our building project. And it's been going on for a long time. And we've talked about this where, you know, we started looking at possibilities back in 2019 and broke ground in 2020. And then the project continues until next fall of 2023. So we're in the final kind of phase of the project. It's easy to forget some of the things that are still ahead because we've done some of the major things on the outside that people see. We created the new boulevard. We did the turf and the softball, baseball, and of course, that natatorium that we opened a couple months ago, which we're using for middle school swim and high school swim, is starting right now with practice and meet soon. And those are the things that are obvious, but there's a lot going on inside the buildings that we want to make sure people know about as well. So on this final phase, there are several large projects within this even larger project that we're doing. One is the old pool has been completely filled in, and it will become a much-needed physical education space for the middle school. As your listeners can imagine, when you have 930 middle school students in a building, it is difficult to find enough physical education space with one gym. So they will get a second gym. The second gym will not have any bleachers or anything like that. It'll be very much a multi-purpose type of facility. And that's what the old pool becomes. So the standing been ripped out. If people went in there, they'd be amazed. It's been completely filled with gravel and compacted. I would encourage our listeners to go out to our Facebook page and just search Summon Dearborn on Facebook, and you can see some updates. So what's going to happen eventually is a wall will get built, and a portion of that will become the fitness center that we have at our middle school facility. And then the rest of it will be a very nice multi-purpose space with basketball goals, volleyball space, and a multi-purpose floor similar to what's in the field house in terms of the floor. So it can be used not just for basketball, volleyball, but for some other things as well. And then potentially some rental space as well. We have a lot of outside groups that use our gym, so that would be another potential gym space to be used when it's not being used by the school. So that's going on. And just to the north of the pool are some locker rooms, the high school physical education locker rooms. Those are being completely ripped out and replaced with all new finishes, new showers, private showers for our students, new lockers, new flooring. We're going to fix the air handling situation and exhaust air in there as well. So that's going to be taken care of at the high school. So the old pool, which was part of the high school, will become kind of the middle school space. And that's going on right now as I speak. That's going on right now. And then throughout the school year, which we'll finish up in the next summer, we finish up at the middle school. So there's still some new flooring, new restrooms, things like that that have to happen. So in the main space around the gym, there's the band room, the choir room, those two restrooms. Those all get refurbished, replaced, repaint, new ceiling, new lights, new controls, new HVAC, new ventilation, all that. The ag room is part of that. And then the old fitness room becomes the art room. And then the current art room gets removed and gets in a special ed room that's next to it gets expanded into that space. So those are a lot of things that will happen, and it kind of dominoes. So we have to get the gym finished, the new gym physical education space for the middle school finished. So then the fitness center can become the art, and the art can become part of that special education suite. And that's for our severe program. So they'll have like a small kitchen in there for life skills and things like that. And then we have additional work going on at Summon Elementary and North Dearborn Elementary. Specifically, their front offices get reconfigured. So both of those will have a double entrance before you get into the office itself. Right now, North Dearborn, you get buzzed directly into the office. And so we're going to add a second set of doors. So you have to get buzzed in twice to get into the actual office. And then at Sunman, it gets reconfigured so they have better line of sight out into the parking lot as someone approaches the front for additional safety as well. So a lot still going on. We've accomplished, obviously an awful lot, but we still have 12 months of significant work. And I think the community should be very, very proud of what we're providing for our students in terms of our facilities, not just conducive learning environment and new finishes and brighter lights, but also the safety aspect as well. And then, of course, the opportunities for extracurriculars.
Well, obviously, it's first class. It kind of stands out in the entire region, actually. Are you and the board satisfied at this point that everything is pretty much on pace as you had anticipated?
Yes. So it is definitely on pace. So with a large building project, there's ebbs and flows of work and product and things like that. But we are still on pace to be finished by next school year. And basically next summer we'll be finished, and then we'll spend September, October kind of closing out some punch list items and things like that. One item I forgot to mention, Gary, is the middle school cafeteria as well. So the kitchen space is being expanded. And we were supposed to have that finished in January, but because there was an issue with the penetration that has to come through the deck and had to be supported, that's been pushed back to probably April. But again, so that's that specific item within the project has been delayed 3 or 4 months, but ultimately it will still all be done, when the entire project is done. So there's items like that happen throughout, but we will be finished up for next school year.
Sure. Sure. Well, that's good. Let me change gears on you a little bit. If I were to mention the phrase 2022 Culture Climate Survey Report, as it relates to the sixth year, what can you report?
I believe we've discussed our Culture Climate Survey a few times. So this was our sixth year of providing this to our entire staff. So our entire staff gets this survey. We've used the same one every year. It's a research-based survey. We didn't create it, that we use from an organization that focuses on school culture. First, we're happy to report that our overall score was the highest we've ever had. And we did it first back in 2017, so we could get a better idea of what is our culture and climate in our schools. And so it's a total of 30 questions, and you score each question on a scale from 1 to 5, and 5 being the highest. And so there's some interesting data that we pull from that. One is that the organization that creates it, they put this in kind of 3 categories. If your overall score is between a 30 and 89, so there's 30 questions. If you're a 30, that means everyone answered a 1 on everything, you know, up through 89. They say it's time for a turnaround, and they list some action steps, like you have some serious issues with your culture that you need to address, and kind of at a triage point kind of moment. What they call the middle of the pack is a score of 90 to 119, and they say that 60% or over 60% of all schools will fall in that range, kind of middle of the pack range, that you have some things that are going well, you have some things you need to address. But that's kind of where most schools are. The first year we did this, back in 2017, that's where we were. Gary, our score was a 116.48, so we're at the upper end of that 90 to 119. This year, our new score is at a 127.59, so we've grown from 116 to over 127 is our score. And I would like just to read a couple things that the organization says about scores in that range. They call that rarefied air, is kind of the category they call that. And what they say is, amazing work by you and your team. You should all be proud. There are few districts anywhere that can lay claim on such an overwhelmingly positive culture, but we're willing to bet it shows in the achievement of your students and the passion of your team. Well done. For an action item, it says promote your ideals. Assuming you have safeguards in place to prevent stagnation, the most important thing you can do now is to share your story and be a champion for positive school cultures everywhere. When you're in the thick of an environment as exhilarating as yours, it can be easy to forget how many districts are struggling to reach that level. Each person who chooses to work in education, every student who walks through the hallways, deserves to do so in a culture like yours. So I think that's a pretty significant recognition of our school corporation and our staff and how hard they're working for our students and our community.
I would say that's a pretty strong statement.
Yes, absolutely. And it breaks it up into 5 categories of shared leadership, learning environment, communication, growth, and development. All 5 of those areas are high. It's improved every year. We did add comments to each section. And then what I do, in fact, later this week, I'm doing this, I meet with every principal. They have their comments shared with them. They meet with their leadership teams, and they kind of pull out some themes and come up with an action plan. What are some concerns you can see in these themes, and how are we going to address it? So we don't just do it to put a bullet point on a graph, which I do that, but that's not the reason. The reason is to see how we can continue to improve. And we have every year, because we look at the specific comments, try to clean out themes and address those through action plans, which we're doing.
Excellent. You know, you and I have discussed strategic planning in the past here on the show. So my question is, so what does your strategic plan dashboard look like right now?
Yeah, thank you, Gary. So we unveiled a new dashboard, which we were able kind of to do through a Google document. And so we are a Google school. We use Google Docs and Google Sheets. So what we've been able to do is to track our objectives. So we have 4 areas, and each area has 2 objectives: core instruction, resources, financial, culture, climate, safety, and leadership service are our 5 areas. And each of those 5 areas has 2 objectives that are very much data-driven objectives, where we can chart those. So we have it all in a Google Sheet, and that Google Sheet can be composed in such a way to publish it out on the website. So if our listeners will go out to our website, and there's a tab that says strategic plan, and within that document talks about our strategic plan, which our listeners should be familiar with our strategic plan, because I know we've discussed that a few times. There's a link to the dashboard itself. And so we encourage our listeners to follow along with us. Some of the data is not there yet, because we need to develop baseline data this semester to kind of score us to see how we're going to improve. So, our core instruction, we have 2 objectives. One, we have a chart. The other one, we will be collecting baseline data in about 3 weeks and then that chart will be updated as well. Our financial, both those objectives are on there. Our culture, climate, and safety, one objective we have the data on. The other one we are collecting the data on. And then resources, we have data for one of those. And then leadership service, we actually start that next school year. So we'll start adding that data in there next school year as well. So it's important on that strategic plan that not only internally are we tracking that and improving, which is really our strategic plan, as you know, Gary, has served us very well in this district. This is our second one. The first one was the 17 to 22, and this one is the 22 and 27. And I think our listeners will agree over the last 5-6 years, we've made some significant improvements in the school corporation in a lot of areas. And that strategic plan has really guided our focus towards all working together towards the same goals and objectives. So I would encourage our listeners to follow along on that strategic plan. It holds us accountable. You know, it holds me accountable to, and it holds the board accountable. It holds us accountable to our taxpayers, which we want to do, and our community members. So that's why it's out there. And I would just encourage everyone to watch it and check back, you know, a couple times a year, because we'll update that typically. You know, every semester we will update that information. Some of it's yearly, but I would encourage our listeners to follow along as we continue to improve at Summit and Dearborn.
Yeah. Well, and as you and I have brought up and emphasized when we've talked about this in the past, you have a living and breathing strategic plan. And quite honestly, many organizations that I speak with, they have a plan, but it just like sits on the shelf. That's certainly not the case at Summit Dearborn. Well, let's lighten it up and put a smile on your face. So what do you have coming up in the fine arts that our listeners should know about?
Yes, Gary, absolutely. We have some exciting things coming up to finish out this first semester. Our listeners know that we have a beautiful performing arts center, so I would encourage our listeners to come and watch a performance of Peter Pan. That is on November 4th, 5th, and 6th, and you can check our Facebook page for more information on ticket prices and times for that. We follow up with a middle school performance as well. Again, please follow us out on our Facebook page for more information on that. We will have upcoming concerts that we always have. So we'll have high school choir, middle school choir, high school band, middle school band, and then all three of our elementary schools do a performance as well. So there's all kinds of opportunities to come and support our students. The two performances, the drama club at the middle school and high school, that's a fundraiser. So there is a cost to those, but all the other concerts are free and we're happy to provide those. And those other concerts are also out on our Trojan Media Productions. So if you can't make it here on campus, you know, watch on YouTube or come here and follow us. And then we're finishing up the fall sports season as well and getting ready to start winter. So girls and boys basketball will be starting soon and wrestling will be starting very soon as well. And we have very successful programs on that. And obviously this weekend we have our cross country girls team going to the state finals for the first time in school history, the entire team, which is exceptional. And then of course our football team is continuing on their drive to win a sectional and move on hopefully beyond that. So we have a lot of good things to finish up the fall and looking forward to in the winter as well.
Cool. Yeah, the winter, the fall and the winter bring out the arts components of any school district. This is a wonderful season, actually. Well, very good. Another informative exchange, Andrew. As we wrap up, I would like to wish all of your students and families a very happy Thanksgiving coming up soon. And I want to thank you for joining me once again here on Super Chat.
Thank you, Gary.
Listeners, to help distribute this information to others across the school district, I ask that you copy and post the link for this show on your social media spaces. We thank our local sponsors for supporting the podcast. Keep the local economy thriving. Continue giving them your business. Skyline Chili in St. Leon. Sipsy Klein Realtors serving Dearborn County. Hag Ford Sales in Greendale. Savista Bank with offices throughout Dearborn County. And Paul Ravenna Heating and Cooling. To share a comment or specific question with us right here in studio number 7, email us shout@theflypod.com. So I have been your host, Gary Puckett, and we are happy that you have opted in to listen today and plan to join us here monthly, year-round. So until our next show, this has been Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Sunman-Dearborn Community Schools.